Colleagues and friends, the leadership contest has now entered its final stage. Yet for me, this journey has highlighted all that is best about Labour. Over the last number of weeks, the hustings have helped all of us to reconnect with the party. I believe there's a certain spark and a strong sense of solidarity within the Irish Labour Party movement. And that's going to stand to us now as we seek to overcome our difficulties and shape the future of our party together. The hustings have shown that the ideas are here. The will and the energy are here. The passion and the conviction are here. And the hunger for action is here. I've been a member of the party for all of my adult life, and I've seen some of the best of what our party has to offer. And that is a better, fairer society and a commitment to work hard to achieve these goals and others. Over the years, we've been a great force for positive change and development. And I am incredibly proud to be a member of the party that has championed the groundbreaking health reforms of Brendan Corrish and Dr. Noel Brown, the pioneering work by Barry Desmond and Catherine McGuinness that paved the way for the education reforms of the 1960s and the 1970s. The building up of a progressive social welfare system under Frank Klusky and Prunty Rasa. And let us not forget that we have consistently championed liberal legislation, whether it be divorce, contraception, women's rights, or LGBT rights. In government or in opposition, Labour people have always been at the forefront of progressive thinking and social change, and very often a lone voice. We've never been afraid to speak out. We've never been afraid to champion the inconvenient truths. Now, despite our efforts and our achievements, the last 3 years have been very difficult. And there are things that I would change about the party. And there are things that we can improve together. This is not just about policy and what we say or how we say it. This is about how we are able to relate to our members and our supporters. From long-standing members to new, from the young and old, the constant refrain throughout the hustings was that we need to do more to engage with and reach out to our members, our supporters, and to our voters. Too often our ministers and our Oireachtas members are seen as an insular group, one that fails too often to listen to the opinions and ideas of its members. If elected, colleagues, I guarantee you, that will change. You'll see a lot of me, but not just of me. I will also take personal responsibility for a series of ministerial visits to all of the constituencies. And I want to give you an assurance here this evening that between now and next summer, every single constituency council will have an opportunity to sit down with and speak with our senior public representatives. And that just won't be a photo opportunity or cutting a ribbon. It will be meetings where people take counsel from our members, whose daily lives are shaped by Labour policy decisions in government. How could we ever underestimate the value of that advice? I will also personally ensure that we embark on an ambitious national campaign of recruitment. To appreciate victory, colleagues, is to know defeat. I know what it's like to win, but I also know what it's like to lose. And on no less than two occasions, I left the Cowan Centre in West Cork having been eliminated. And I know what it's like to roll up the sleeves, to fight that defeat, to make the comeback. And if you elect me Deputy Leader, I guarantee you that same type of commitment, energy and fight as we now rebuild as a result of last month's local and European elections. And by supporting my candidacy, by giving me your vote, I promise to repay that by taking the same fight that I used in rebuilding and winning in Cork South West to every other constituency in the country. We're all in this room tonight, colleagues, because we recognise the value of the Labour Party. And there are significant numbers of people who share our values and beliefs. Much as our opponents would like to see it, now is not a time for fragmentation or discord. Our members are the vital backbone of our party. They take our message to the voters during elections. It's from those ranks that we have our candidates, and they are the bedrock of our party. If we fail to value and respect them, then they simply won't continue to be members, and the Labour Party cannot remain to be a strong voice for social justice in this country. We should be open up to new ideas about how we work as a party, and we need to find new ways to engage our members to ensure that their advice, that their opinions and experiences are heard. We're not going to stop, colleagues, we're not going to stop believing in social democratic ideals on the basis of one election result. We're not going to give up on our ideals of fairness and justice on the basis of one election result. And we're not going to turn around and walk out on our ideal of an equitable society on the basis of one election result. We are slowly emerging from this crisis, colleagues, and I'm staying with Labour's vision for a fair and strong society, and I urge you to join me on that journey. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.